由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Welcome to this last message in this current series of messages.
欢迎收听今日的天路导向，今次的系列信息呢，是上帝的怜悯，是最后一次的信息。
We have been studying God's compassion.
我们一直在这里看，究竟上帝的怜悯究竟是怎样
呢？ We're looking at this from the point of view of the book of Jonah.
而这一系列的信息呢，是根据圣经旧约约拿书，圣经旧约约拿书而展开的。
And I left you on the last broadcast by asking the question.
在上次节目的结尾的时候呢，我就问过你一条的问题。
What is the solution to forgetting the mercy and the grace of God?
个问题就是怎样才可以不忘记上帝的恩典和怜悯呢？
And I want to begin by reading the fourth chapter from the book of Jonah.
我们要先来看看约拿书第四章。
Get your Bible and turn to chapter 4 in the book of Jonah.
咁请你先翻开圣经旧约约拿书第四章。
And let us read it together.
让我们一起来读出是圣经旧约约拿书的第四章。他说在这一件事之后，就是在尼尼微城去悔改归向上帝之后，约拿呢就非常之不高兴，甚至呢他很嬲啊，他就向耶和华去祈祷了。他说，耶和华，我在本国在自己国家的时候，我咪已经讲过咯，我知道你有恩典有怜悯，你是有恩典有怜悯的上帝，你又不容易去嬲，你有丰盛的慈爱，你并且会后悔你不降你所讲的灾，所以我咪即刻急急脚走去他施咯。耶和华，而家求你，你攞咗我条命啦，因为我死咗仲好过生存住啊。耶和华就对约拿话啦，你咁样嬲有冇道理先？跟住约拿就出城，坐喺城嘅东边，佢为自己喺嗰度搭咗一座棚，佢就坐喺嗰个棚嘅遮荫下面，咁佢就要睇下座城会发生啲乜嘢事。耶和华上帝呢就安排咗一棵披麻树，咁呢就让佢呢生长高过约拿，咁佢嘅影呢就遮住约拿嘅头，让到约拿呢就冇咁晒，脱离佢嘅苦楚。咁约拿就因为呢棵树嘅生长呢，佢就觉得好开心。去到第二日朝早，上帝呢却係安排咗一条虫啊，就咬呢一棵树，让到棵树呢枯萎咗。当太阳出嚟嘅时候呢，上帝就安排炎热嘅东风，日头呢就喺度係咁晒约拿嘅头，让到约拿觉得好热啊，好热，好晕，好晕。跟住约拿就为自己又要求死啦。佢话：唉，死咗佢好过啦。跟住上帝就对约拿话啦：你因为呢棵树发嬲合理咩？佢话：我发嬲啊，嬲死你啊，都合理啊。耶和华就话啦：呢棵树唔系你种嘅，又唔系你培养嘅，一夜生长，一夜枯干，你尚且爱惜佢，但系呢个尼尼微大城入面有几多嘅人啊？佢分唔到左手同埋右手啊，成12万几嘅人啊，仲有好多嘅牲畜喺里面。你话我应唔应该爱惜呢？呢、这个就系约拿书第四章记载嘅内容，系圣经约拿书第四章约拿遇见嘅事。
So what is Jonah's solution to the mercy of God?
咁究竟约拿喺经历过上帝嘅恩典之后，佢有啲乜嘢嘢嘅回应呢
？He wanted to quit.
约拿想溜走啊。
He wanted to run away again.
约拿想再次去逃跑啊。
Jonah built himself a private retreat and decided to stay there.
约拿决定自己过住一啲退隐嘅生活。
What does Jonah's action mean?
咁究竟约拿行出城佢嘅行动代表啲乜嘢呢
？They meant that Jonah was declaring his independence from God.
佢意味住原来约拿已经喺度宣告我同上帝冇关系噶啦。
Here is what Jonah is saying.
约拿佢系点样讲噶
？I'm going to sit on the fence.
佢话我要坐喺呢个帐篷下面。
I am going to see how God is going to get himself out of this mess.
我就要睇下究竟上帝点样搞掂呢坛苏州屎啦。
I'm going to wash my hands and resign from life.
我反正打算洗手唔做噶啦。
I am not going to help anyone.
我根本唔打算去帮任何人。
I'm not going to do anything for anybody.
我啊。根本就唔想为任何人做任何嘅事。
I am not going to witness for God anymore.
我更加唔想为上帝做啲乜嘢见证啦。
In fact, this reminds me of a story about two men.
其实约拿咁样嘅行为呢，让到我都记起一个故事，关于两个人嘅。
Who were having a conversation one day?
佢哋咧嗰两个人有一日喺度倾偈。
One said to the other.
其中一个就同另外一个人讲啦。
You know, one day I would like to ask God why he allows poverty, injustice, and unbelief when he could do something about it.
你知唔知啊？其实有一日啊，我一定要问下上帝，点解啊？佢有能力去改变个世界，但系又容许有贫穷啊，有欺压啊，有叛逆啊，点解要俾佢哋存在啫？
The other fellow replied,
跟住佢嘅同伴就点样去应佢呢
？Well, why don't you ask him?
切，点解你唔依家就问啫
？The first man said,
跟住第一个人就咁样答啦。
I'm afraid that God might ask me the same thing.
因为我惊上帝问翻我同样嘅问题，我唔识答佢啊。
It is easy to withdraw from the human race.
其实我哋好容易就想从人间里面去退出。
It is easy to pull out and stay out.
我哋好容易就想去置身事外。
It is easy to abandon God's mission for your life.
我哋系好容易就想放弃上帝交托俾我哋嘅使命。
It is easy to become a deserter in the army of God.
我哋好容易就会成为咗上帝军队嘅逃兵。
And that is why God answered Jonah's horrible attitude by giving him a practical lesson.
于是上帝就针对约拿恶劣嘅态度，为约拿上咗实实在在嘅一课。
And you find that lesson in verses 6, 7, and 8 of chapter 4.
你如果想知道佢究竟上咗一堂乜嘢嘅堂呢？你可以睇下约拿书第四章六七八节噶。
Let's read those verses together。
好，不如让我再读出约拿书第四章六至八节啊。耶和华上帝呢就安排咗一棵披麻树啊，跟住就让佢咧生得高过约拿同埋佢嘅帐篷，跟住嗰棵树嘅影就遮住约拿嘅头，让约拿脱离。嗰种暴晒嘅痛苦，约拿就因为呢棵树咧就觉得好开心。去到第二日朝早呢，上帝就安排咗一条虫啊，就咧去咬呢一棵树，让到呢棵树变成枯萎。所以呢，约拿咧就好唔开心。约拿咧喺个太阳出嚟嘅时候咧，上帝又安排嗰个炎热嘅东风啊。同埋好晒嘅太阳就晒约拿嘅头，让到约拿个头昏昏沉沉咁样。约拿就为自己去求死啊！佢话：唉，我死咗好过继续生存啊！咁呢个就系约拿书第四章六至八节嘅内容啦。
Out of compassion, God spread a fast-growing vine to protect Jonah from the blazing desert sun。
我哋见到上帝系怜悯约拿，让一棵嘅树啊去迅速生长，高过约拿嘅头，为佢挡住烈日嘅暴晒。
Verse 6 of chapter 4 said that Jonah was very happy about the vine.
四章六节话，约拿因为呢棵树就觉得好开心。
Here, for the first time, we see Jonah happy.
其实喺成卷嘅约拿书里面，我哋净系喺呢度见到约拿系开心嘅。
We have not seen him happy ever before.
我哋喺之前咧，从来都听唔到佢系开心嘅。
He was unhappy when God gave him a commission.
在上帝差遣他的时候，他一点都不开心。
He was unhappy with the storm.
在风暴里面，他都一点都不开心。
He was unhappy when he was inside the great fish.
在大鱼的肚里面的时候，他都是不开心。
He was unhappy with the second commissioning.
在上帝第二次去差遣他的时候，他都是不开心。
He was unhappy with the repentance of the Ninevites.
当尼尼微人去悔改的时候，他更加不开心。
He was not happy with God's mercy upon the Ninevites.
因为他不愿意见到上帝的怜悯去到尼尼微人那里。
But here, when God gives him a shelter from the blazing sun, Jonah is finally happy.
但是在这里，当上帝给他一个遮到太阳的树的时候，约拿终于开心了。
Oh, but don't hold your breath.
哎，但是件事还未完吧。
This happiness will not last.
这个的快乐呢，其实没多久啊。
It is a temporary happiness.
其实它只是一种的昙花一现暂时的快乐而已。
But why is Jonah happy now?
咁究竟约拿点解会咁容易开心呢
？Well, finally, in Jonah's mind, at least, God is doing something for Jonah.
约拿觉得，唉，上帝终于为佢做啲嘢啦。
Finally, God has come to his senses and taken care of Jonah.
上帝好似终于清醒啦，照顾约拿嘅需要啦。
Jonah might have said, "Oh, don't call me selfish."
约拿心里面可能认为，唉，唔好再话我自私啦。
I just want my place in the sun.
我有少少嘅享受都系应份啫。
Having my vine in the sun is only getting what God owes me.
约拿心里面可能只系觉得，唉，呢棵树俾我挡挡太阳，系上帝俾我应该嘅酬劳。
Well, the Lord has a sense of humor.
上帝真系一位好幽默嘅上帝。
The next day.The vine withers.
第二日，上帝就让呢一棵嘅树枯死啦。
And here Jonah really gets upset, and this time he really wants to die.
今次呢，约拿真系嬲啦，佢真系唔想生活啦，佢真系想死啦。
I mean, he wants to die for real.
今次佢真系好想死啦。
无用再像约拿逃避往他方去，愿念身心语言无后悔，请差遣我。无用再像约拿逃避往他方去，愿念身心语言无后悔，愿派遣我。谦卑苦服尽主旨意，愿派遣我。抛开忧虑，抛开思绪，动身去面对荆棘高山。再遇困难夜晚，无惧怕，神伴我，与我一同行。谦卑苦服尽主旨意，愿派遣我。抛开忧虑，抛开思绪，动身去面对荆棘高山。再遇困难夜晚，无惧怕，神伴我，与我一同行，齐共我。无用再像约拿逃避往他方去，愿献身心语言。无后悔，请差遣我，无用再像约拿逃避往他方去，愿献身心与意，无后悔，愿派遣我。 荆棘苦苦尽处自而愿派遣我，抛开忧虑抛开思绪动身去，面对荆棘高山再遇困难夜晚，无惧怕神伴我与我一同行，荆棘苦苦尽处自而愿派遣我，抛开忧虑抛开思绪动身去，面对荆棘高山再遇困难夜晚，无惧怕神伴我与我一同行，齐共我。
Have you ever met people who are like this?
各位弟兄姊妹，唔知道你有冇遇过一啲咁样嘅人呢？
The slightest problem makes them call the undertaker.
一啲嘅困难就让到佢哋承受唔起。
I mean that the moment they get a headache, it is the end of the world.
即系话佢哋头痛就觉得世界末日啦，世界末日啦。
Let's go back to the root of his anger with God and the discontentment that I have just talked about.
其实而家让到我哋翻到去约拿点解要嬲咧？佢嬲嘅原因系乜嘢咧？同埋点解佢会对上帝不满呢？
When you have not reconciled yourself to the will of God in your life,
如果喺你嘅生活里面，你仲未调整好你同上帝之间嘅步伐。
Your anger will go from bad to worse.
你嘅怨气咧，只会越嚟越多。
The periods of happiness in your life will get shorter and shorter.
喺你生命当中喜悦嘅时刻、快乐嘅时刻，只会越嚟越短。
First, you get angry over big things.
起初你会为大事而觉得嬲。
Then the smallest thing will make you lose your temper.
后嚟。好细好细，鸡毛蒜皮嘅事，你都会大发雷霆。
And what is God teaching Jonah here?
咁喺呢度究竟上帝要约拿学识嘅功课系乜嘢呢？
Listen to verses 9, 10, and 11 of chapter 4.
嗱，请你听我读出约拿书第四章九到十一节，呢度咧就系上帝要约拿学习嘅功课啦。上帝就对约拿话啦。你因为那棵树啊，去嬲合唔合理啊？佢话我嬲啊，嬲到死都合理。耶和华就话：呢棵树又唔系你种嘅，又唔系你养嘅，一夜嗰度生出嚟，一夜又干死。你尚且爱惜佢，何况呢个尼尼微大城，里面有分唔到左手右手嘅人都有十二万个。仲有好多好多嘅牲畜，你话我可唔可以唔爱惜佢哋呢？
Jonah had become so self-centered that he cared more about his precious little vine that was covering him from the sun。
约拿系几咁嘅自我中心，佢关心一棵帮佢遮太阳嘅树啊。
More than the 120,000 people and cattle that were about to be destroyed。
远远多过关心嗰十二万就嚟死嘅灵魂，同埋嗰啲牲畜嘅性命。
But ask yourself this question that God wants you to ask yourself.
但系我想请你问下自己，我相信上帝都想请你问下自己呢条问题噶。
How do I know that God wants you to ask the question?
究竟我点知上帝要你问自己呢个问题呢？
Because this is the question that God asked.Jonah.
因为这条问题其实也是当年上帝问约拿的问题。
And the question is this.
上帝问条问题是什么呢？
Is your love for your possessions far greater than your love for the lost people of the world?
你是不是爱你自己的财产多过爱这个世界上面是将要被消亡的灵魂呢？
Is your compassion for those who do not know Jesus the same compassion that your Lord Jesus shows toward them?
你对世人嘅怜悯 这些世人未认识耶稣基督的，你对他们的怜悯是不是跟主耶稣基督爱这个世界上的人的心肠是一样呢？
The question that God asks Jonah in the last verse of the book is never answered.
上帝在约拿书最后问约拿的问题是没有答案的。
Do you know why?
你知不知道为什么呢？
I believe there's a reason.
我相信是有原因的。
It is a question that was left for each one of us to answer.
这个问题是需要我们每一个人去回答。
God's question to Jonah becomes God's question to each one of us who are believers.
上帝当年问约拿的问题，其实就是上帝今日对我们每一个信徒提出的问题。
Do you spend more time watching television than witnessing for God?
你究竟啊，睇电视的时间多，定是见证上帝的时间多呢？
Do you value your possessions more than the lost people?
你爱你自己的财产多，定爱那些即将要消亡的灵魂多呢？
Do you care more for your own comfort than you do for the kingdom of God?
你究竟是不是只是顾住自己的舒适，但是忽略了上帝的国度呢？
Please do not go to sleep tonight until you answer that question.
如果你还未答这条问题的话，今晚希望你不要睡觉住。
Not to me.
当然不是去回答我的。
But to God.
最重要是要答了上帝先。
What is your answer?
今天你想给一个什么的答案呢？
It is my prayer that your answer would be, Lord Jesus.
其实我会时常为你们祈祷，希望你们的答案就是主耶稣。
I want to have your heart.
我希望能够用你的心为我的心。
I want my heart to be burdened with what burdens your heart.
我希望能够背负这个福音的担子，好像你一样。
I want to love the lost people like you do.
我希望去爱那些失丧的灵魂，好像你一样。
And that I seek to bring them to you just as you want them to come to you.
我希望带领人来认识你，归向你，满足你的愿望。
In your strength, Jesus.
求你加给我力量啊，耶稣基督。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿上主大大赐福给你，希望你在这段时间里面是好好思考这一段的人生的真意。
无期限地面孔
各位亲爱的听众朋友，不知道你在这个系列的上帝的怜悯系列信息里面有什么的得着呢？我相信其实约拿的经历亦都是一个非常之传奇性，约拿他的故事是令到我们有人生很多反省的经历。希望我们真的能够好像麦克牧师鼓励我们一样，我们要去积极去思考一下，究竟上帝问紧我哋嘅问题就系，我哋究竟爱呢个世界上面嘅财宝，定系爱佢多啲呢？我哋其实就算知道，我哋心里面知道，我哋真系要爱上帝多啲。我哋最重要就系要行出嚟，点样去活出一个基督徒嘅生命，就系跟随基督，要作主门徒，爱上帝，爱你嘅邻舍。咁喺度，今日我哋节目时间亦都差唔多啦。希望你下次节目嘅时候继续留意收听我哋新一辑嘅系列信息。喺度愿上帝赐福俾你，再见。